Later this month, President Obama is expected to sign the 2017 National Defense Authorization Act, which has made its way through both houses of Congress. It's largely a defense funding bill, but buried in it is an amendment that could affect the independence of Voice of America and Radio Free Europe, outlets that shape the way the world hears about the U.S. Now, critics have grumbled that they don't have the reach of, say, Russian state TV, and the amendment would replace the outlet's independent broadcasting boards with a chief executive appointed by the president, who, of course, will be Donald Trump. NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik has some thoughts. And David, to start, remind us, for people who may not know, what are Voice of America and Radio Free Europe?
Well, I think Voices of America is in some ways the most famous one, started in the early days of February 1942, early days of World War II, to ensure that countries that no longer had a free and independent press could hear what the Americans were presenting as straight-ahead news. That is, you know, if the Germans and their allies were defeated in certain battles, they were going to report that, even as they did a better job certainly than Axis powers in reflecting setbacks for the Allied side. Radio Liberty, Radio Free Europe were designed to sort of burst through societies that didn't have an independent press during the Cold War, and so that Soviet bloc-affiliated countries could actually hear more independent news, you know, also promoting American ideals of democracy and what we see as liberty.
Well, they had a governing board, all of them, which was supposed to be some sort of a firewall against political interference. This change to an appointee from a president had bipartisan support. Tell us more.
Well, it had bipartisan support because there's always been this awkwardness. It's been at once the board is intended to kind of insulate these broadcasters from political interference, but also, you know, the State Department's secretary is ex officio on the board or can appoint somebody to serve on the board. There are political figures on it, and they serve part-time. So as people actually managing these agencies, they're not invested in the moment-to-moment, day-to-day operations in quite the way you would expect. They appointed a CEO, 2015, a former Scripps official who had some experience in media. And with the President Obama's support, they said, let's make it a full-time CEO who is empowered to act. There can be an advisory board instead of a management board. And this would be appointed by the president and, you know, had to be subject to approval by the U.S. Senate. President Obama's administration went along with this.
Well, let's get to the criticism. The Washington Post this week ran its editorial. The headline is, "A big change to U.S. broadcasting is coming, and it's one Putin might admire." There is concern, they write, that President Trump, for instance, could install, the head of Breitbart News, because the change would be to a presidential appointee, and that it would be similar to how Russia runs its state-funded media. But as you said, President Obama supported it. So, thoughts?
Well, there was the desire that this would rationalize the system. And as a spokeswoman for the what's this panel called the Broadcasting Board of Governors, and as the director of the Voice of America, the very experienced newspaper editor Amanda Bennett told me earlier this week, that firewall is still statutorily enshrined. That is, they need to operate independently of political pressure. That said, you know, this falls in the category and bucket of things that are where minor concerns are raised to great levels of consternation by virtue of the fact that Donald Trump is taking office. His rhetoric about the press and its freedom to operate free of pressure you know, is disturbing for many journalists. The Committee to Protect Journalists put out a statement saying he appeared to pose a threat to the free press in this country prior to the election. That was an extraordinary statement by that journalistic body. So this is in the bucket of or category of stories that are concerns that are raised to great levels of heightened awareness and of heightened anxiety because Donald Trump is in office. He's had such rhetoric and he has no previous record in public office against which to judge him.
Yeah. Well, you've also given some of the reasoning for making the change. NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik, we will follow this. And thank you as always.
You bet.